Blog Talk Radio.
And tonight we're lucky enough to have the author of the book, Justin Aver. We have K.A. Neeson on the line. K.A., are you there?
I'm here, Zen Daddy T. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right. Kind of fucked up, but that's okay.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Very much appreciated.
Absolutely, absolutely. Full disclosure here, I did the video trailer for your book because I looked at the synopsis, I looked at the first chapter that she sent me, and I was enthralled, and so I just had to help you out and do a trailer for you. Tell us
really
a little bit
about.
Yeah, you really appreciate it. Yeah, nothing like getting money for nothing and chicks for free. So tell us about the book. What's the book about?
So, the book is about a young girl named Aveleen, and she suffers from generalized anxiety disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder. And, of course, I'm no stranger to mental health illnesses. And I really thought it would be compelling to write a story, a romance story, that encapsulated both themes. And as I was browsing through bookstores for many years, I've often looked for a book that I could look at and go, oh my gosh, that girl has the same quirks I do. And I could never find it. I could find self-help books. I could find all kinds of, you know, workbooks about how to work through your issues, but nothing with entertainment value. And as a writer, I really strive to bring forward mental health issues, destigmatization, demonization of people with mental health issues. It needs to stop. And so through this book, it really helps highlight that Aveleen is just an average girl with, you know, some problems, but she works through it and she really triumphs in the end. And so it's a tremendous story about courage and overcoming obstacles, and she does find love. So that's nice.
What's the setting of the book? Where does it take place?
The story takes place in New York City, and Aveleen really likes to hide. She's very much, you know, she wants to blend in and not be seen. So there's a phrase in the book where she actually says, I know it sounds crazy that I live in New York City, but she loves it because she feels like she can walk around and not be seen and just be herself. And so whatever kind of quirks or things that are going on, people don't notice her. So it's the perfect setting. And it's also a perfect setting for a romance. You know, she does meet Jess, in the city. Aveleen is an actress, and she ends up going to an audition, and this man is just captivated by her, by her look and her witty humor, and he just is enamored with her and can't believe that he's found this person. So they do the story takes place in Central Park, and there's lots of scenes that I've depicted throughout the city that many people that live in New York City would be able to relate to as well. And so it's a very interesting a venue for this story to take place.
I was enthralled. I'll tell you that. You know, I went, you know, I had to find images, and you were kind enough to supply a couple of images of New York and Central Park and, you know, where they met and where they got married. And it's a really interesting book. You know, I suffer from mental health issues myself, and I found the story just compelling. I have to tell you that, and I really appreciate the fact that you come onto the show tonight to talk about some of these issues, not just the book, but
yeah,
mental health issues in general, right?
That's right. I write a nightly blog on Facebook as well, and I do have a website, www.kaneeson.com, and that's where I share a lot of my writings and blogs about mental health. And, you know, apart from the book's a great stepping stone to having some media coverage around this problem, but in our everyday lives, you know, stigmas follow people with mental health all the time, and it's just such a misnomer. It should not be happening. And so the more attention we can draw to that, the better. So my nightly blogs on Facebook really help to bring that out, to make people feel better about who they are, regardless if they have a mental illness or not. You know, you are you, and that's the message, right? We are all the same, and so that's very, very important. And I've also had a group called Authors for Change, which you're familiar with, and
yes.
What we did there was have a group of writers who had mental health disorders themselves, and to speak out about their experiences through writing. And it was, you know, Authors United Against Stigmas. So we wanted to really drive home the fact that we have a community, a subculture of writers who do suffer from mental health illnesses. They may not write about it, but they're very much in the know about it. So, you know, this is not a hidden thing. You can look at somebody on a bus and think they're totally together and look fine, and 5 minutes later you can find out that they're schizophrenic, and you probably would not really want to sit beside that person on the bus again. And that is such
no,
a
No, I fucking hate schizophrenics, but yeah,
well,
I know what you're saying.
But the thing is,
no,
that, you know, they're no different than they were 5 minutes before you found that out. Right?
Yeah.
So,
right,
you know, it really, really upsets me when they're socially isolated, because communities should, you know, expedient inclusion for all is just such an important factor. Everybody in a community needs to feel accepted. And
I totally agree.
Mental
health issues matter, and they matter to me, and I know they matter to you.
They do, very much so. It's my life's work, actually. Yeah, it's very important, and it's a lot of people would rather brush it under the carpet and say it's not there. Hey, we're here, and we're staying.
We're here. We're saying we may be queer, maybe not be, but I am. But yeah,
we're different,
I get it.
But we're special, you know. And we have so many talents and gifts to give to the world, and people would rather ignore us. But I'm not one to be ignored. I will not go away.
Neither will I. I'll get in your face. So.
See what a great team we make in.
Yeah.
Then Daddy T is the best. And your trailer is so poignant and significant. I really, really appreciated that.
Well, it's kind of a bootleg, but
Well, the artistry that you that's involved in creating something like that, I think that a lot of authors could really use a tool like that to market their work. And I think that you definitely have a skill that could help many, many authors that I know for sure. So we will definitely.
Well, let's just hope they're listening and decide to, you know, fork out the $75 it costs to get
exactly.
my shit together.
But once the shit's together, it's fantastic, friends.
I tell you what, K.A., let's go to a musical break right now,
okay.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about this some more. I want to go with the song "I Will Follow" because it's really important. I think we need to follow. So here we go. I Will Follow. With "I Will Follow." And K.A., tell the listeners how they can follow you. How can they check out what you're doing?
Sure. So I'm on Instagram platform, Twitter, and Facebook. And I also have my own author website, which is www.kaneeson.com. And these sites are usually updated daily. Facebook is daily, sometimes twice a day. And Twitter is usually evening tweets. So you can definitely follow along with me. And I talk about various topics, not just the book. Have an array of things that I like to talk about. I talk about nature and anxiety and all kinds of different things. I have a twisted humor segment. I'm a very sarcastic, funny little girl. You have to be to live in my world. And so I have great posts that, you know, poke fun at certain things and kind of show my non-angelic side, if you will. I have a good girl, bad girl complex where the twisted humor really brings out the fun side of me. So that's always fun.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's great to tap into that, you know, and to show people that you have different levels. You know, I write about all kinds of different topics. I'm not a unidimensional person at all. And so you can really get a good sense for my writing through the different topics that I write about. So I write about mental health. I write about writing in general. I write about, you know.
So your tag is K.A. Neeson, right?
Yes.
So we can follow that along.
You can follow that along. And Twitter is at K.A. Neeson Author.
At K.A. Neeson Author. Great.
Right.
Perfect.
So if you go into any search engine as well, I know I'm up, I don't have author obscurity. I'm on Google. If you type in K.A. Neeson on Google, you will find all of my sites that I'm linked on, and you can also just click on the Google image. Twitter, Facebook,
perfect.
Goodreads as well has me there. And so there's so many ways to reach me as well. So I'm there and present, and I also love feedback from my readers and listeners. It's just fabulous to hear, hey, you know, that really helped, or I love this blog, it was hilarious, you know, and I write about real things. I write about aging, and, you know, I write about getting a pedicure from hell, going to the spa. You know, I have a varied repertoire of things that I write about, you know, grocery shopping madness, like, you know, really, do we have to line up, like, why, you know? So there's all kinds of humor and bits and anxiety all mixed together, you know. I'm just a barrel of fun.
I love about you, Kay, is that you're very multifaceted.
Right.
And, you know, it's not just this, it's not just that, it's a whole lot of different things together.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got your humorous side, you've got your humorous side, you've got your serious side, you've got your, you know, your book that's coming out on, what is it?
December 15th.
Yes.
Yeah, it launches December 15th, and it will be sold at Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, Barnes & Noble's, Chapters.ca. It'll be available on almost every platform, Goodreads, on eBooks, Amazon, Kindle, all kind, everywhere. It'll be everywhere. It'll also be in bookstores as well. So you can also look that up. It will be at local libraries as well. I have arranged that with Ingram Sparks. So hopefully it will be at a library within a few months of release as well. And I've also will be distributing copies to mental health agencies as well, because I think it's really important that everybody have a chance to look at this. So KFLA in Kingston has been great. Their mental health and addiction resources. They have posted many of my posts on their website. Providence Care in Kingston does a lot of day programs for mental health, which I'm very familiar with, and love their programs, and I have been a part of them. And I'll tell you, it was really shocking when I got my diagnosis. I knew different things were happening, but I didn't know what, you know. It's this unbearable feeling, this sinking feeling that something was wrong. And most people kind of freak out when they get their diagnosis, and I was just like, thank goodness there's a name for it. I was so relieved. And I know it sounds funny, but I was like, yay, I'm not, you know, like, I know what's wrong. It's okay. And so instead of taking the negative route, I kind of went positive and said, what can I do with this, you know? And now I'm able to help people peer-to-peer mentoring, which is so important. Like, you know, I've been where you've been, and this is where you can go. You can come with me. You know, it's not a dead end. It's not the end of your world. It feels like it when they tell you that. And, you know, you're kind of in that denial state. But that's what I love about what I do, is that I'm able to reach people and kind of say, hey, look at me. I have what you have, and I'm functioning really well. And you'll get there. You'll make it. You'll be as good as me. And so that message is really strong.
What I think is important to mention is that, I mean, you do have street cred. I mean, you do this professionally.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
mental health issues. I mean, you work with mental health issues. It's not just like I've got this diagnosis and I wrote this book. It's like you deal
yes,
with people.
Yes, I went to university and I have psychology and I have a lot of different things. I don't want to get into that too much because there's confidentiality and different things that I like to protect my privacy. But yeah, I do have
sure.
some training. I do have definite training, and I have been able to help people in that forum.
I mean, so it's not like you're talking out of your ass.
No,
I
not
mean,
at
you
all.
Do.
Not at all. I have life experience, and I have technical learning and theory-based approach for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I think it's time for another musical break.
Perfect.
One of my favorite songs, Battle Flag. No, let's go to something short. Street Fighting Man. We'll go to Street Fighting Man. We'll come back in a few minutes, and we'll finish up with Gay Neeson, and we'll just have a good time. Here we go with Street Fighting Man.
Fighting and the fight is right for fighting and the street boy.
Okay, we're back on the air with K.A. Neeson, author of Just an Ever. I've kind of lost my focus trying to figure out the end song, but that's all right. How are you doing, K.A.?
Hey, I'm great.
Hanging in there with me?
I'm hanging in here with you, Zandaddy P. Absolutely.
Tell me where do you see this book going? What's the future hold for this book?
Well, you know, my dream, and of course dreams are dreams, but I'd like to see this movie on the big screen because I think it really emulates right now with the culture. We're hearing lots of celebrities come out of their shells and saying, hey, I have a mental health disorder, I have GAD, I have OCD, I have all of these kinds of issues. So it's been very prevalent in the news. And it kind of coincides with the release of my book. And I should say that this story originated as a short story. So it was released a year ago. And now it's being re-released in the full novel form of 370 pages. So the story has been greatly expanded. And I would love to get my manuscript into the hands of Judd Apatow. Now, he's hilarious. He's a great director, producer in Hollywood. And this is a brilliant love story. And I think that it would be something that would really appeal to him. I have a very quirky sense of humor, and that comes out in my writing. And Max Greenfield is a dead ringer for Jess. If you look on the cover of my book, which I know you can't see, but people, if you go to my Facebook page, you can see the cover of my book. It's actually part of my screen as soon as you hit my Facebook page. Jess is the dark-haired, very good-looking, handsome, debonair kind of man. Well, Max Greenfield looks like it could be his brother. And I always thought if Judd Apatow could make this a movie, Max Greenfield could play Jess, Keira Knightley could play Aveline, and Liam Neeson, actually, could play Aveline's friend, and later on we find out it's her father. And he's an Irish man that owns this terrific restaurant that they always go to, this diner. So there's so much potential.
It just happens to have the last name as you.
Right. What a coincidence. Liam, come on. Have fun with us. He's a great actor, and he could portray an Irish a man to a T, and I think it would be great to see him in a new role, step outside the action role, because this man is incredibly talented. He can play any part. Anyway, that would be my ultimate dream, is to actually see this on film, because I think it's a very powerful love story, and it has a lot of different messages in it, and I think a lot of people could relate on a mass scale. So, Judd, if you're out there, I'm right here. Come find me. I know you're on Twitter.
Okay.
I looked you up.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you coming on tonight, K.A. This has been an honor for me. And, you know, it just adds to my resume that I've, you know, had all these famous people on my show.
Oh, well, thank you so much for saying that. I hardly feel worthy. But I love your show, and I love all your productions, and I just think you're marvelous. I follow you on YouTube as well. And for all of you people out there who are looking for me, you can certainly visit my website at www.kaneeson.com. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Look forward to hearing from you all.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. We're gonna take this show out with Tom Waits, Shiver Me Timbers.
So much.
Here we go. Thanks again, K.A. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, that's the show with Kay Neeson. This has been Zen Daddy T. You've been on Short Attention Span Theater. I just want to thank all the listeners and make sure you go rush out on December 15th and get K.A. Neeson's book, Just an Hour. That's the end of the show.